Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
College basketball be in my time covering the sport.
No, that's definitely been, you know, one great benefit of NIL is that it is keeping these guys in school for longer. That is certainly a net positive for the sport. Rob, always good to catch
great
up, man.
Great stuff, brother. Thank you.
Thanks.
Always good, man. Always good. Happy holidays, gentlemen. Happy holidays.
Same to you, my friend. Happy I'll see you on Saturday. Man. All right. Talk to you then. Yep. Is Rob Doster from the field of 68. We'll come back. Bennett Doyle's here. We'll talk to him about, you know, Hoop City. One night in Hoop City on a Wednesday. We'll get the recap from Bennett next. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. All right, we have an abbreviated time, so I can't let the beat drop the way
that's
I want to, okay? We're having a very spirited discussion in the show. Bennett Doyle is here, by the way.
We got a Christmas program to attend this afternoon.
And you know,
shout out to the Richland Redhawks.
I've been doing this show with Jason for going on 10 years, and I'm still learning things about him.
Mm.
Kevin Durant.
Didn't we just say don't bring this to the airwaves?
Oh, we said that? Oh, I didn't hear that.
I thought that was
let's get to Tigers and Grizzlies.
Oh, okay.
That was the plan.
I did not know we said that.
I mean, there's like unwritten rules here.
But I bet you'd like to spend this segment on it.
I would, but yeah, I guess I'll just have to take that one over the holiday break.
Please.
And we'll go with
thank you, Bennett, stopping that from happening.
Hey, something that stinks right now.
Uh-huh.
Memphis basketball, not the Grizzlies. They're separate. When I say Memphis basketball, I mean the Tigers.
Yeah, okay.
Although you may be coming in here.
Do they stink?
Thank you.
They're 4-6.
That's not a good record. That is not a good record.
Wait, what would you say they are?
Well, they took the number 13 in the country to overtime last night.
I think Memphis basketball stinks. What do you think?
I think that they are... I don't think they stink. I think TBD once we get into conference play. I do think that it's probably...
You cannot say a team is TBD. You have to say they're something.
I think they're mid right now.
They're mid. Okay, mid. That's fine. I'll accept mid.
Yeah.
But they are below mid. They're 4-6. They're below... Like, mid is like 500.
But I still just... I look at the conference and I say they can win that. Like,
But let me ask you this. What value does that have to you in 2025? That they can win a horrible conference?
I mean, I think getting to the tournament has value, and that's what happens if you win a horrible conference.
A tournament.
Getting to the NCAA tournament.
If you win the conference tournament.
Okay, so me and GP were talking about this, and I still am not of the opinion that it's like conference tournament championship or they don't have any chance of getting in.
It is.
You never know how these leagues are going to shake out.
It is.
Okay, maybe.
How is Memphis going to get an at-large?
Okay, if they just ran away with the league in the regular season conference schedule.
First of all, they're not going undefeated in the league. They never have, and they won't.
And then they're standing in their way.
I mean, who's...
I agree, but I'm just
who's
saying.
Who's ever standing in their way? They've had much better teams
than
this.
No, that's true.
They've
taken bad losses in conference.
You just know.
I got it.
You know that there's going to be... They're going to take 4 to 5 losses in conference every year.
Well, then, yes. If that happens, then they will
have to win
the tournament championship to get into the NCAA tournament. I agree.
All right, is this a bedtime story? I'm reading Riley a story that once upon a time, the Tigers went undefeated in conference play. and they've won every game the rest of the way, and everybody lived happily ever after, or would you wish to remain in reality?
It's been a minute.
I mean, again, I'm just asking, if they win a conference tournament and get to the NCAA tournament as a 14 seed, is that a fun season? Is it a good season?
Oh, my opinion on this has completely changed over the years. In my opinion, getting to the NCAA tournament is a good season. Like, I accept that. We were spoiled after Cal and took for granted the Josh era.
Good.
And what he was doing.
It's a good season. I think it's the bare minimum.
Getting to the tournament?
Yes. We can't we can't move the goalpost that far, can we, Jason, where we say
I will take getting to the NCAA tournament every year. But if you say that's all you get and I can't promise you anything when you get there,
a good season
it.
Is really a good season is what Memphis did in the regular season last year.
That's right.
Before the injury. That's a good season. But that's all tournament appearances aren't created equally.
Yep. Fair enough. So right now, I mean, what do they have? They have what Mississippi State at best is going to be a Q2. Right.
I mean, they could.
If you can get that win,
it could be a quad one because they play in the SEC and they could win a couple games.
Fair enough.
Be top 75.
Tulsa on the road
will not be a quad one win by the time you play that game.
We'll see. And then Utah State,
and that's
on the road.
That's a quad one, I believe. Yes.
That's probably not going to be enough.
Yeah, I mean,
for an at large.
No, you're 4-6. I mean, maybe if you didn't lose to UNLV, you didn't lose to Wake Forest. And those are wins that are losses, you know. I'd say, yeah, there's a, you know, you beat Mississippi State. You haven't gotten embarrassed. You haven't, you know, you didn't get embarrassed.
We don't know what Baylor's going to be at the end of the year.
Baylor's a tournament team.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't think it needs to be your best win.
Right.
You know, a home win against a top 60-ish team, you know.
I saw the clip that you reposted last night of the broadcast. Because I was doing radio last night, Grizzlies pregame, postgame, and so I'm watching this with no audio,
right.
the Tigers. And so I saw the clip that you posted. Who was it? Dane Bradshaw and who else? Was
Tom
it Tom Hart?
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about the Vinny fining Aaron Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Did y'all talk about that already?
Yeah, we did.
Dude, okay. It's just wild because I sit here after the Baylor game and I'm like, okay, like, great game. And I throw Zach Davis in there too. Like, great game.
Both of them.
Can you get it consistently going forward? Mm-hmm. I think we might have gotten our answer. Like, I just don't think you're going to get it consistently. I just don't at this point. And when you talk, I heard the quote again about, like, you know, he's fining Bradshaw $3K for being late or for dress code or what. I don't remember what all the transgressions were, but.
Right.
I'm just like, man, and then, you know, you have this game against Vanderbilt where you take it to overtime against the number 13 team in the country, and one of your highest paid players finishes with, what, 3 points, 4 points, three rebounds, something like that? Like, it's just, I mean, you probably win that game if you get the Aaron Bradshaw or the Zach Davis that you got against Baylor. So, I just don't know if you're going to be able to rely on consistency.
I think that's a very nice way of saying it.
Right?
Yeah.
The only player, like right now, I think I know what I'm getting out of Doug McDaniel most nights.
I mean, Doug is a – he battles.
What are we learning about Abdul Hakeem? 13-10 last night.
I mean, and that's two in a row,
is
right?
Is he one we can put with Doug yet, or do you need to see more?
Because it kind of came out of nowhere, so I probably need to see a little
bit more.
That came out of nowhere.
He actually – well, it's hard – you wouldn't know this, but we've talked about it. I got a random tweet in the middle of the summer of a guy who I never heard from.
Uh-huh.
He's like, if I was doing a draft of Memphis players, he would be my number one pick.
It wasn't just that.
Interesting.
And you talked about it, but Penny's called him Draymond Green in terms of what he can do on the – and he had 10 boards. He gets you into overtime with the one-on-one.
Yeah.
To me, since you're, because I'm with you, you can't expect it every night from Zach Davis and Aaron Bradshaw.
No.
You've tried that. You need somebody to jump in there with Doug. I feel like this is our next candidate if he's not already there.
I think that's probably true. I think you're right.
You got to get it.
And I think, too, man, like, again, we're going to see how the rest of the season goes. I still think that this league is not good. I mean,
I'm with you.
The league is not good. It's probably the worst it's ever been, frankly. And so you still got a chance to win it and get your punch your ticket, right? I do think this year is a lot about figuring out, okay, because you can't have a brand new team every year.
Right.
I get it in
right.
college basketball. It's going to be a different look every year. The team's going to look differently every year. But you want to at least have a couple guys that return. And I think this year is going to be about finding out who you want to bring back and who wants to be a part of this thing going forward. I just think there's got to be some level of carryover for a team like Memphis to have success. I think it, like, you know, a Duke or North Carolina or Kansas, maybe you can flip your roster every year and be fine. I just don't think you can do that at Memphis.
Agreed.
Well, yeah, even they're not doing it. Well, they, right, you know, sometimes they have to, because sure, of, you know, sometimes you do have
the
guys
draft
graduate
and all that. Yeah.
But it's just not not sustainable. I wish Hassan Abdul-Hakim, I mean, he'd be a great guy. I say, all right, let's keep him for one more year, because I think there is something there to build on, but I think he's out.
I'm not including him as part of the core. Right. I'm including him as part of avoiding disaster this year.
Because yes,
I'm with Bennett. Just go win the freaking conference tournament. Go to the NCAA tournament. Hey, maybe you get a win. There's only so much more excitement to be injected in this thing. But find your core going into next year so that you're actually moving forward on roster construction, right? You're not flipping 15. Uh-huh. Is it exciting? No, but it's a way back possibly to stability.
Man, I wish they could have gotten last night so bad. I mean, when they sent it to overtime, I was like, come on. Like, this, it would just be – it would have completely flipped the narrative of the season. It just would have, because then we're coming in here today and talking about, okay, they got the big Q1. Hopefully Baylor's a Q1. Let's go win at Mississippi State.
Yep.
And now at-large is still completely alive, right? And it's just really not right
now. But the only guys that you would really want to keep as of today would be – that you can keep would be Thedford. You know, we haven't seen Curtis Givens play, although he's a Memphis guy. And
he had 20 in a game.
Yeah. What's going on with his injury?
He's banged up, man. He's banged up. Okay. All right, we're not going to talk about it.
Fair enough.
Thedford, Curtis Givens, Quante Berry, and Majok. Those are the four that you...
This is the question. Rob asked me, who's the core for next year that you're keeping? We said
does Majok go from starting games to not playing at all? Like, what the hell are we doing there?
Well, because they lost.
I mean, but that's outrageous.
I mean, that's what he's going to do.
Right.
And he's, after a loss, is very rarely going to stick with the same starting five. What have we had? Eight now?
Eight in 10 games.
And so, again, I think he's actually might have the right starting five right now, the one that started last night. But the odds that he's going to keep it are low, because it seems he changes after losses.
Yeah.
So we're going to stay with probably ninth.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just expecting another wholesale change on the roster. I mean, maybe you could keep one or two of those guys, but
I heard you guys talking to Rob, and I did think he made an interesting point about, like, a school like Memphis is going to have to get back to the can you get the local guys to take the hometown discount and be a part of your program for multiple years in a row.
But here's the flaws with that premise. There are no more local guys.
Right, they all go to prep school.
They all leave.
Yeah.
The best ones don't stay. Now, there's Fred Smith.
You just talked about Fred. You brought him up.
And they did commit Cello Jackson.
It is from Cello that left and is coming back. Memphis.
But also understand, too, that if you're going to do that, there's going to be some major growing pains with those kids as freshmen when they – and even if you do that, there's no guarantee that you keep them anyway. I mean, there's just
but it's the only way you can go if you've got $4 to $5 million. This changes if you're in the power conference, football's leading the way, then all of a sudden, but you've said it, we got to find a different way to skin this thing.
I just don't think
and
it's
that's
a
the way in for
method.
Right now. You can't go all Memphis. We've seen that, but also Thedford and Curtis will have been in your program hopefully for a minute if Curtis is still part of the plan. They teach those new guys.
Yeah, I also think, and you made this point a couple times, you do have to get winning players in here.
Yeah.
Like guys
that was Tyrese Hunter, to your point.
Yes.
100%.
He went to the tournament, was part of winning teams before he got here.
Dane was a winner.
Dane won at Illinois. Yeah, like it's the
– Doesn't have enough of that.
Yeah, because I think that –
He has none of it.
I was going to say, who did win?
Sincere
Parker actually went to the tournament.
And he's usually the only guy that's like scoring for the Tigers.
He was good last
night.
That's who would hold up his hand, but they don't have enough of that on this team with 15 new dudes.
Yeah, there is – at least a couple dudes on this team that I think are just fine with losing.
Yeah, like you said,
it doesn't bother them that much.
Some guys that don't know how to win and haven't.
Right.
And don't know how.
I mean, Sincere had 18-7 last night in a high leverage game.
Mm-hmm.
He made a lot of shots.
See, I think between the three, him, Doug, and then Hassan, that's where you start. In terms of fit this year,
right,
I'm not even talking about four.
Right.
I'm talking about this year.
No, because there is a season left to play.
Those are the three that look to me like the most dependable.
Well,
and figure it out inside.
Look, as Coach Isolo says, the deep end is the best place to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they deserved more of your time, Bennett. We're so concerned about Tigers,
okay.
But that performance last night from Grizzlies,
when you have a patient
we get you
that
out of
needs
here.
You know an operation.
I mean, they lost to number 13. That's the other part about it. It does look bad, but John is concerned. We understand. Jaren Jackson Jr., Grizzlies, great win last night, right? That was great to see.
I want to declare Saturday as the great reset of the season.
I needed to hear
it. It is the holiday game against the Washington Wizards, the lowly Washington Wizards. Get your tickets at 901-888-HOOP.
Do I have to put the area code in there?
No, you're okay. You can
I think the 901 was gratuitous.
I think it'd be fine. I think it'd be or grizzlies.com.
Just doesn't hit the same with the 901.
This is the great reset this week.
I like it.
Get to 500, then go take your free shot at Oklahoma City, and then you got a couple more winnable games coming up in December, and then let's see where we stand come January because, man, the last night you could tell. So I was talking to Mike Wallace in the pregame show, and you know he tells me like what the starting lineup's going to be, and when he said it, I go, "Are you serious? Are you sure? Like, really? They're going to start BC Brandon. In his first game back?" Mm-hmm. And then as you think about – and obviously he has looked – we didn't really know, like, how good he's looked at, but clearly he's looked really good at practice. He had to get inserted in that starting lineup.
Agreed.
And play the role he played last night. And we've seen the success he's had on the floor with Jaren. I think a lot of that was about we really, really need to see two big-time performances in a row out of Jaren Jackson Jr. So that Clippers game didn't look fluky. Like, we really want him to have another big game. And do it against a really good front court. Yep. And he did that last night. And I think having Brandon out there with him, I mean, those guys just have good chemistry. And frankly, the Grizzlies' entire – all their bigs were good last night.
Dude, Jock keeping – that's the other thing about starting BC, right? You kept Jock comfortable coming off the bench.
That's right.
And this dude delivered.
Yes, for sure. You know, Santi had 11 rebounds last night.
Yep.
He's been rebounding the ball well this season. So – it was all good stuff.
With no point guards.
Yeah, and I know they didn't have Anthony Edwards, but whatever. We didn't have Ja and like a bunch of other guys.
And all no point guards.
Right.
No Cam Spencer.
Right. And the Timberwolves have been winning without Ant anyways.
That's
so
right.
It was still a good win. It's probably their best win of the season.
I agree, you finally get the win
against the team that's like a surefire playoff team. So we'll see what happens going forward.
Last thing, because I like your plan, beat Washington, get to 500, free shot, as you put it, at OKC. Is Ja Morant, do you think, there for that free shot against OKC?
I'm going to say no.
Oh.
We did
downgrade him yesterday.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anything. I just I would think that you maybe bring – do you want to bring him back at Oklahoma City? I mean, you're going to be.
He's going to want to be back.
He might be because he had the quote saying he thought he figured him out before he got hurt last year. So fair enough. He may want to be ready to go for that game. You're going to be probably a pretty solid underdog in that game. I don't know how. I want to make sure he's good to go once the calendar turns.
Amen.
Yeah.
Trista Crick had a video where she talked about basically 4 years ago, almost to the day, the Grizzlies beat the Thunder by 73 points.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different time.
And they have not forgotten.
And it's amazing how fast, I mean, it all changed in the NBA because you would have said at that point the Grizzlies were just – they were going to be contenders every single year.
Yes.
And then the Thunder actually became champs in that time, and you've kind of gone the other direction. But hopefully going back up.
The great reset this weekend.
I like it.
Yeah.
888-HOOP. Bennett will be answering the phone.
Let's do it.
Are those single-game tickets as well?
Yes, okay. And this is the holiday game. We're going to be celebrating the holidays on Saturday.
All holidays?
Hanukkah, I would assume so.
Kwanzaa. Well, I know it's very inclusive down there.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Just want to make sure.
That goes without saying.
Bennett Doyle, Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network. Thanks for coming in, man. Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
happy holidays
Christmas.
To you and yours.
You guys too.
All love, much love from the J&J show to you. And please give our love to GP as well next time you see him.
You know I will.
We'll come back. J&J, 99 FM, ESPN.
Here's Credit Union is here for you. How, Jason? How are they here for me? They can do more for you than your bank in a lot of cases. Ask yourself, what's your bank been doing for you lately? How are those rates looking? Can you get a better rate? Well, you certainly can with Leaders Credit Union. That's why you need to check them out, whether it's a home mortgage, whether it's a car loan. Leaders, in a lot of cases, can do more for you because as a not-for-profit financial institution means it's fully owned by members, operates for your benefit as a member. So what they make goes back into the credit union, back into you. Means better rates. Means being there, hopefully, for you for every step of your financial journey. That's what they want to do. And let them show you all they can do for you. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. Right now, you can get that Compass Black credit card from leaders and enjoy 3% cash back on every purchase when you sign up for direct deposit and 0% introductory APR for 15 months. No annual fees or limits. That's just a little of what leaders can do for you. Come join the family like we have. Little Chris got a Future Leader savings account. He's loving it. He's watching his money grow. It's a great thing. Again, that website, leaderscu.com/ESPN. Leaders is your financial champion for life and federally insured by NCUA.
All right, we got a big one. We got a slobber knocker on Thursday Night Football tonight. Excited about this one. Seahawks hosting the Los Angeles Rams, who will be without, most likely, Devontae Adams, who is doubtful, which is better than being out. That looked really bad in the moment. Seems like he will not be able to go on a short week, but that they would have him for any playoff run. He's been absolutely massive for them.
And for that reason, and the fact that it's a hammy, you don't put him out there tonight. Right. I think that's just to continue to try to make, Seattle tell itself we have to prepare for him. That dude's out.
Yes.
You don't play with a hamstring. You mess around and be out for the season.
Right.
They're going to need him in the playoffs.
Yes. Seahawks will be without their starting left tackle. So that's a bummer for them.
Blow to their ground game, particularly.
But do you realize that Devontae Adams has 14 touchdowns this year?
Yes, I realized how hot he got. He was back to being basically like a one for Matthew Stafford on a team that's already got a one in Puka Nacua. Yeah. It was sick. It's part of why they got so hot.
And he's been more like a goal line guy than a yardage guy. That really, he gets the touchdowns, Puka gets the yards. That's kind of how they operate. He's only got 60 catches, and 14 of those catches have gone for touchdowns. Pretty amazing.
Still an elite route runner, and down there, Matthew trusts him because he knows he's going to be where he's supposed to be.
That's right. So he's got a great role, and they'll miss that goal line efficiency tonight. There's no doubt about that. This is a big moment for Sam Darnold. Big moment for the Seattle Seahawks. NFC West on the line. I don't know if it would get decided tonight with the winner, but it would obviously, if the Rams win, I think it's over. And then if the Seahawks win it, obviously, they evened it up with the head-to-head, and I think it would be in pole position here. So, I think even Al Michaels going to get out of bed for this one.
There's no question about it.
I think you can be expecting a fantastic, energetic call.
I'll be pulling for Seahawks because if they win, it keeps the Bears alive, and particularly alive for the one seed. For the one seed. They would then need Seattle to lose, but that's, I think, in terms of one seed purposes and division, if the Rams win, to your point, they lock it up. I thought I saw it go up to 90% for one seed for Rams. I would clearly be, from a Bears standpoint, rooting for Seattle. I have a hard time leaning that way after, frankly, what we just saw from the Seattle defense against Phillip Rivers. Thought they played it too vanilla. I do think they'll be better, but I was disappointed there. Thought they were going to dominate that game. And then more so for the reasons you stated, I know they likely won't have Devontae Adams, but I trust Matthew Stafford right now. I trust Kyren Williams in that run game more than I do the Seattle offense, where lately Sam Darnold's looked like he's seeing ghosts again, and they don't have a consistent run game. So there's just more there that I trust with the Rams. And again, remember, they did this last year and feel like they should have gotten past the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs. So that's sort of a knock on the door. We've been here, we've done this before, and we're ready to do it again.
Yep.
That I think will be the end up being the difference tonight.
Yeah, by the way, Puka Nacua at the heart of a controversy because he appeared on a stream with streamer Aiden Ross, and Aiden Ross asked him to do a celebration that was perceived as hateful towards Jewish people. And Puka has released a statement within the last 20 minutes on this, and he said, "When I appeared the other day on a social media live stream, it was suggested to me to perform a specific movement as part of my next touchdown celebration. At the time, I had no idea that this act was anti-Semitic in nature and perpetuated harmful stereotypes against Jewish people. I deeply apologize to anyone who was offended by my actions, as I do not stand for any form of racism, bigotry, or hate of another group of people." So he put that on his Instagram. Listen.
Yeah, Pro Football Talk wrote about it this morning. So if it started to...
Right.
The fire had started to build up in terms of response to this. He had to make a statement at some
point. Look, he's 24 years old. I'll give the benefit of the doubt. He's a young guy.
People you're on there with.
Yes.
If you don't know where they're going to take you.
That's exactly right. You cannot allow yourself.
You're putting yourself at risk.
That's right.
I, I'd like to believe he doesn't. I mean, and I want to believe that, and I think it's probably the case.
I'll take him at his word.
Yes.
You know, but it's a lesson.
Look who you're on there with.
That's exactly a lesson. Right.
And many people have asked why he does this one in particular anyway with these guys.
Because Aiden Ross has been anti-Semitic. He has,
right.
You know, I mean, and he's, you know, all
so
over
that's
the place.
On you for getting in the room with them
and
allowing yourself to be led in that direction.
It's guilty by association.
100%.
You know, and I know that it's good for his brand, you know, to be, you know.
But again, this is someone they've told, and I read further in that story, not to live stream after wins. This dude's jumping on just like Antonio Brown when McVay's told him not to.
Right.
So this is clearly something they're going to have to get, you know, square with Puka about your social media, about your brand. You know, you're breaking rules here.
Yep.
In terms of what we do around here. So you figure a guy like Sean McVay's going to get that, especially after today blew up. Pro Football Talk writes about it.
Yep.
That Sean McVay's going to get a lid on that.
Yes.
And get him straightened out.
Yes. Absolutely right. So, no, look, I'm on the Seahawks at +1. It's now like -1.5 market wide.
I like that you're on that side because, again, that's the side I'm rooting for.
Well, I don't know what it is, man. I really find myself pulling for Sam Darnold.
Then you need to have been felt a little shaky here lately because he has not looked good.
I know.
Since the Minnesota game,
he throws a great ball. He throws a great ball, but he throws a bad one. But he throws a great one.
He sees ghosts.
He does. But
when you blitz him.
I like his story in that he's still, you know, he looked like he was out of the league, no doubt about it, and he's found a way to, you know, hold on and make himself a lot of money and find some success. You know, Minnesota probably wishes they made some different decisions. There's no doubt about that because he went to Seattle, changed that whole deal up.
Yeah,
I know that defense is great, but. I mean, he's maximized, you know.
I know Justin Jefferson wishes it. I don't know. You know, your boy Nine was just gritty in last week, so they may feel like they're heading the right direction again.
But see, like Justin Jefferson is looking at Jackson Smith and Jigba saying that should have been me.
Bro, Scott Van Pelt was grilling him on it the other week after the win about how are you dealing with this less production? I mean, just a follow-up and then a follow-up. And to Jefferson's credit, man. He said what Scott was looking for. Yes, this is tough.
Right.
But he had to say it 5-6 times. You could tell it was wearing him out.
In fairness, he has
handled this like a soldier.
Year.
He's handled this like a soldier.
Right.
They've killed his productivity with these quarterback switches.
Yep.
And he has not been the diva. He's not been A.J. Brown going out and taking it all out to the world. I have so much respect for the way he's handled this.
Yes. Look, this was
I think it's going to get better, though.
This was a hard as I was a you know, I had Justin Jefferson on my fantasy team. He was my first overall pick. I thought he was quarterback proof. Showed he's not. He showed he is definitely not. He's going to finish with 60. You know, well, I, you know, what's he, well, it was 2023 was ended by injury. So adjusting for injury, this is going to be the worst year of his career. Because he only played in 10 games in 2023, yet he still has more receptions in 2023 through 10 than he does through 14.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there are plenty of contract incentives he's missing out on. There.
Yeah. Career low in targets, a career low in yards, a career low in yards per catch, career low in touchdown, career low in long to reception. I mean, just awful. So... I understand why Scott Mann, but you have to. It ain't Justin Jefferson's fault that his numbers are where they are. I mean, unfortunately,
no. Scott just wanted him on the record about how you're dealing with this,
right?
Tell it, or what he wanted was, this is killing me, man.
Right.
I stay up nights about it. I mean, that's what he wanted out of the interview, obviously.
Right.
That's why he kept asking him with the follow ups.
No, it makes sense.
I mean, I just Jefferson's handling of it and not allowing Scott to get that sort of emotion out of him or anything about the whole situation when you know there's plenty around it,
right?
I just thought it was very impressive.
No, it was. It was.
But I'm not criticizing. I know Scott's got a job to do.
No, he does.
You know, he's trying to host a show. So
yeah.
And you're trying to have a good exclusive interview.
And, you know, I mean, you can, you know, I will say to your point, it seems like, and I haven't watched a lot of Minnesota games recently, but it does feel like he hasn't really worn the frustration like you might expect some to. Like, I guess.
AJ's been expressing frustration all year long.
Right.
Most wide receivers are divas. Chris Carter told us
CD
that.
CD Lamb.
He snitched on himself.
George Pickens.
T.O.
T.O.
This dude is. I mean, even McLaurin was kind of crying about it. I deserve more money. I want to be elite level. Like, and he's a guy who's lower key. But my point, wide receivers always want more and everything else, and will say it publicly. This guy did not. It's similar to D.J. Moore. in the sense that DJ's had a chance here to go nuts.
He's been very professional.
And he stayed professional throughout. So there's a way to handle it. I'm impressed more by Jefferson, who really has things to lose because he is one of the elite, one of the two best in the league, you have to say.
Yeah.
And is having a down year. But I think I think he's starting to believe in JJ. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But Seahawks and Rams tonight in Thursday Night Football is certainly the best game.
Then we got, there's some great games this weekend between that and Packers and Bears.
It feels like nobody really is talking about the Seahawks as a contender, but if they win tonight, I think they'll start.
Yeah, they're not a contender, John, because they don't have a consistent run game, which you need in the playoffs when that weather changes if you got to go out on the road.
Right.
Now, if they lock up the one seat,
Right.
But still, you want to run the ball. If you can put everything on Sam Darnold.
Everything going through Seattle, that's tough. I mean, it's going to be tough to win there.
Yeah.
If they get that locked down.
I mean, Indy could have done it with Phillip Rivers, just saying.
Right. Well, I think that was.
I'm just saying. It's not playoffs.
The Colts were rallying around the grandfather of the team.
I couldn't believe the Seahawks didn't dominate that game defensively. Yeah. You knew it was going to be dink and dunk.
14-point favorite. But, man, they brought him in there. He knew the system.
If they get the one seed, it's a major advantage. But if they have to go out on the road and you don't have a run game.
And they don't have a lot. Affect you whether or not. Smith, and they don't really have much at all after.
Well, they went and got who's my guy, Rashid.
Rashid Shaheed. He's
actually made a difference and been a good.
That was
and
a great
opened some things up. It was a good pickup.
Yeah.
But if Darnold is seeing the ghost, it's not going to matter. But he has been a great pickup for them, so they don't just have JSN and a rundown cup.
No, that's exactly right, because that does his cup is not the same.
He's not same, but having Rashid Shaheed, it's helped Cup in a way, so he can be older and running not as good of routes, but still getting open.
Yes,
because he can't put as much attention on.
But the sad part is that even Cooper Kupp washed at 32. His numbers are not that different than Justin Jefferson's this year, and that's the problem.
It's a new role for him. Jefferson is still the one.
Yes,
right.
Is.
That's the difference between him and Kupp this season.
Yeah, Kupp only has 41 receptions.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns.
He's on a team that where he's now not the one JSN is.
Right.
That's who gets all the targets.
He had that. He had 2 years where he was just.
He led the league.
Yeah. It was 2021.
Was that Stafford doing it for him? Wasn't it?
Had to be.
Giving him all those balls? Yeah.
Yeah. That's the year they won the Super Bowl, wasn't it?
Was feeding him, yeah.
I think that was it, right?
It's unstoppable. You wanted him in fantasy. You wanted him in. Yeah. Cooper Kupp was. I want to say led the
receptions the
and
year.
Yards, maybe, year, yeah. or something along. It was
yeah,
close.
It was
no, one of them.
145 receptions.
Woo!
1,947 yards, 16 tutties.
We're not.
And that was it. I mean, he hasn't eclipsed 1,000 since.
It was 21. We're only 4 years removed from that, though. But
it's steadily declined since then.
So the white receiver decline.
Yes.
It happens fast, is what we're learning.
Exactly right.
It also happens fast for any older
it
receiver.
It does.
I'm just kidding.
It does. You're right, though. I mean, because he literally.
What about the drop off of my boy Thielen? It happened fast, didn't it?
I think he had a few years. Didn't he have a few years of like double-digit touchdowns with old Kirk?
Yeah. Well, his role changed too, where he was no longer like a one, right? I mean, it then became a two, and then you go to Carolina.
He had two years of double-digit touchdowns.
There you go.
14 touchdowns in 2020, 10 in 2021.
Has he been on three teams this year?
He's
dropped off, and I think
he's been on two.
It's sort of what it's going to look like for Kupp in a couple of years if we keep going the direction we are.
He's a Steeler, weirdly now. You know,
let's not act like
Mike Tomlin
don't drop off too.
Mike Tomlin has a very specific criteria for players he brings in. Did you play in 2006? Welcome to the team, because that's where Tomlin stuck. That man stuck in 2006. So if he sees you and he knows you from 06, welcome to the Steelers.
Aaron's about to get him a division title.
He is. He is, man. I mean, Got a chance, man. Yeah. But that's, Tom was just, he's a veteran guy, man. He doesn't play the young guy TikTok game. He wants the 42-year-olds who, he came up with. Right. I understand that on some level.
Don't want hostages. When he said he wants volunteers, he wants the vets that know what they're doing.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't want them young kids.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Thursday Night Football, lock in, dog.
I'm locked in.
Lock in.
I'm on JSN.
You gonna be watching it tonight with CJ?
Man, I'm watching. I'm rooting for you and your plus
Thank you
one.
So, much.
So now you know I'm with you. You'll be even more excited.
Any
about
fantasy
it.
Implications? Oh, JSN.
Huge. I just mentioned.
Yeah, JSN.
Yeah.
And what about your opponent?
He's got a ton too.
He does.
Yeah. Kyren.
Oh, he's got Puka.
He's got Kyren and he's got Puka.
Ooh. Oh, no, you got no. Connor this week.
He's got Kyren.
Okay, yeah, Kyren Williams tonight, yeah.
I thought he got somebody else, too. I think that Seattle kicker who leads the league,
Oh, yeah,
Myers,
yes.
Let's scored 20-something last week.
There's no need to have a kicker in 2025.
This kicker
okay?
will damage you. Win a
let's
freaking semifinal
that position.
Game.
Lots of change coming to the format. Anyway, should be a fun night of NFL action
Good
tonight.
Luck to all involved.
Well said. Come back, wrap this up on a Thursday. J&J, 90 China FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Yes, man. The best place to go for your Christmas shopping for that lovely woman in your life, it's Robert Irwin Jewelers, where you can get a pair of lab-grown diamond stud earrings for just $7.99. She'll love them, I promise. The designer diamond necklace in 14-karat yellow gold, just $19.99. See, that's the thing about shopping at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Great deals, great selection. Make that Christmas magical over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Stop by today.
She might like the perhaps Star of Hope diamond necklace. It's a symbol of love, light, featuring a star with a sparkling diamond in the center. You wear hope, give hope. Each purchase, too, supports nonprofits making a difference, one sparkle at a time. And they start at just $199, go up to $6,999. And that kind of fits the point here. Howie's got the perfect gift for whatever the budget. That's year-round. It's for Christmas. And, of course, if it's that special time and you need to get that yes on an engagement, he's got the perfect engagement ring for you as well. Can be one of their handcrafted engagement rings in unique and trendy styles, or have it custom made. Howie's got all the guarantees and he's got all the ways to pay. 12 months interest free financing or take up to 60 months to pay. Robert Irwin Jewelers is open this Sunday and extended hours through Christmas. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, online at rijewelers.com.
All right. So Memphis football has a hire for offensive coordinator, according to Brett McMurphy. At least I think he was part of the news breaking team here. Memphis zeroing in on Old Dominion offensive coordinator Kevin Decker as its next OC. Let me tell you a little bit about Kevin Decker. He studied the veer and shoot. He implemented it at Fordham. He averaged 50 points a game in 2022. You like scoring 50 a game?
Yeah, that was at Fordham.
At Old Dominion, I'm glad you asked because he was at Old Dominion as well. The Monarchs had a top 10 offense all year long. And for a time, I don't know if they finished there, but for a time, at least as of October the 10th, they had the most rushing yards per game in college football.
Oh, I like that.
Now, you want to talk about accomplishments. It's up there. Now, a lot of that was Colton Joseph, who is transferring at quarterback. He had 1,000 yards on the ground, believe it or not, as a quarterback and as a white quarterback. Now, a lot of people wouldn't have guessed that. But now you know. The more you know. It's a new generation, Jason.
Y'all make a comeback.
We make it a big comeback, bro. But
Mesta Maker.
He is in the portal, by the way, Colton Joseph.
Yeah.
Hey, my OC is moving up. I'd like to join him. I had a lot of success under him last year. Not saying, just saying. So it seems to me, Jason, like a great hire.
Jackson Dart changed y'all, man. He inspired
Max.
Y'all. Got them runners now.
Yeah.
Arch. Y'all out here running?
Yeah.
Welcome, if you'd like.
That's right. Welcome, if you'd like. We can make something happen. Again, Old Dominion OC Kevin Decker on the way reportedly to
I like
Memphis.
The hire.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where they finished in the rushing offense, but I'm pretty sure that it was top five at the absolute least and was most likely better than that. So that's what Memphis is getting. They finished seventh. Finished seventh in rushing a game. So
impressive.
That's what Memphis is getting in, Kevin Decker. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Drew Hill. Thanks to Rob Doster. Thanks to Bennett Doyle for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.